Assume from the vitriol that you guys have been spitting that you want indeed to chase down the last of the dwarven gang members.
Yeah.
Beat the crap
that guy.
Yeah, you have, you know, we'll jump straight to that scene of you easily catching up with him.
Oh, man. So we don't have a 5-episode stint where we're gathering information and hunting him down, because that's what I wanted.
Beating up his
I wanted to enjoy the thrill of the hunt, Patrick.
Miles, you're getting, you're going
stuffed animals.
You're going real John Kramer on me, Miles.
That's a Cosmo Kramer.
Cosmo Kramer, yeah.
Oh my God, can you imagine Michael Richards just like busting through that door at the end of Saw
and shot the N-word?
I was dead the whole time.
I'm a dog. So he's clinging on to consciousness after you beat him up. And yeah, you can have his gear. I added it to your gear loot pile. Did you want to ask him any questions? Do you want to make him work?
I don't know.
On
now
your
my
crew?
Heart's not in it. We didn't get to you know, do anything. So
the you had a whole bunch of rounds with which you could have fought.
We did. And that, so much has happened the last week that I do not remember whatsoever. I mean, I know we fought him. I don't know why I cared so much.
I don't know why I cared so just much. That
I
mean, did.
I mean, they just kind of came up and attacked us, right?
I understand what happened last week. I just, like, I had a very set reasoning, and it is lost to time and my sobriety.
Miles is perfectly displaying what, like, generational hate looks like. Right? by a certain generation, like, I don't know why we hate these people, but we do.
Well, these guys picked a fight with us in a public place, and we are not going to be...
I know what happened.
Oh, well, I know. I think it was just like, you come at us... You better come prepared to play. And it looks like you were not prepared to play. So, game on.
So anyway, we have the opportunity to ask.
You guys had some valuables that you found out in the diaspora. Your clan Orica's new employees. So we just wanted to take what was yours. Rough you up a little bit. We weren't going to kill yous.
They were trying to take my hearing aid. My valuable 5-credit hearing aid. No, not this time.
Oh, sorry about that. You killed my friends. Killed all my friends.
Well, we did do that.
Hey, sorry. Play with fire and you're going to get burned. Sorry.
We killed your friends. Do you want to lift to like the hospital or something? Or
I think as you're interrogating him, station security robots will come up to take him off your hands.
Do we want to know if all of his friends are dead? He doesn't have any friends anymore. Should we be his friends?
Best. You mean take me on as part of your crew? Me?
You dare.
Don't name.
No, I'm talking over it. I'm talking over it, so the listeners don't know.
Listen, Blaine. I think that's a great idea.
JAZM, Jazm.
We'll have you jazzing all over the place.
Of the clan, the Clintock.
Think about it. We can say Razzum, Jazzum, and like he'll come out and he'll zing him with like a zinger. We can have a fans can write in our zingers for Jazzum.
He's like a
Razzum.
Is it like a Final Fantasy summon?
Yes, I guess.
Yeah,
Razzum.
Hey, there's no one that says you can't form your own B team by picking up strays and hobos along the way.
You don't want to hear what happens when I need to diplomacy somebody.
Yeah, you guys didn't let me describe him before you start fighting him. Jasm's got a neon orange mohawk. He looks real cool.
That's cool.
He does look pretty cool. All right, fine. You can be at our club.
Do you want me to take this
scum to jail, the robot says to you.
No, what do you think, guys?
We all say out loud, no, at all. But he's in front of us, and we're all like nodding yes.
Getting mixed signals.
Just take him to our ship.
Yeah, we'll interrogate him at a ship.
What is your ship?
That's a good question.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the Razzum Jazzum. Have we named our ship
Nova
yet?
Rush. Nova Rush.
Oh, right.
I was hoping you could call it the Razzum
Jazzum. We could rename it.
I like the Razzum Jazzum.
You guys want me to be your captain? Is that what you mean?
No. But we do need some minor maintenance, perhaps some light custodial work. Windows need to be washed.
I could be your dwarven mechanic if that's what you need. You know, just a cut of profits and bingo bango. You got Jazzum.
Yes.
this has been quite a 180.
This is always an option. You guys can do this to anybody you found, actually. I mean,
pop them in there. We'll collect NPCs like Pokemon, because the way we're playing, one of us is clearly going to die at some point in this campaign, and we might need to be somebody else.
and the first of you to die gets to play Jazzum McClintock. Mechanic. Oh,
I suddenly feel a deep need to cling to life.
Yeah, it's either that
this keeps Tyler's suicidal tendencies way down.
Way down. I've plummeted.
Well, I'm going to go get checked out by station security, and if you vouch for me with Clan Ulric, I'm sure they'll let me go aboard your spaceship ship.
We'll have to put you through a couple of trials. We need to test your cooking abilities and the like, but yes, we can do that.
He exchange, contact information with you, and you guys are free to continue shopping after making a friend.
Yeah.
Of an enemy.
by taking the lives of all of his.
Hey, man,
is at best.
You can only have so many friends, and so we had to kill some of his friends.
Yeah.
Okay, just type in his name in so we don't forget it, Jazz.
Yeah.
And next we'll put Tyler's next character.
Absolutely not.
And Tyler wants to do the voice that I did too. So
Tyler wants to play the physical embodiment of Bruce, the hollow bat.
Please.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think you guys have all forgotten that the reason you were out prowling around the mall was Zeldin, you had smelled what seemed to be someone trailing you.
Oh, I thought it was these guys.
These guys do not smell of Octronite, the super rare.
Oh, so we killed these guys for no reason?
Bystanders that we just blasted? Oh,
no, they tried to jump us. They were innocent bystanders. We're not monsters.
Or are we?
We're close.
Yeah. The only thing you recall...
We're not great, but we're not monsters.
Only thing you recall is, of course, you had been introduced to this substance, this Octronite, by the scientist of Clan Ulrika, Helmut Navdeep, who had a dagger made out of it. This new mineral a week or so ago when he had first landed on the station. But yeah, no, nowhere to be seen or smelt. The smell you were smelling, that smelly.
Dang, that smelly smell. Ooh, that smell.
Ooh, that smell. Do you have, is there anything else you guys want to do here? You've had a lot more time now to think about purchases. Is there purchases you want to make? I imagine, indeed, you are selling all the pirate gangster space station loot you've accumulated over the last week or so.
Definitely. I'm buying a whole bunch of sweet gear.
I will also buy some gear. I'm probably going to buy...
You talked about heavy armor?
Yeah.
That's cool. Anybody picking up any new weapons or magic items, anything?
I'm scooping up a few grenades. They're a little cheaper in this game, and there's a magic item called a reusable grenade shell, which is pretty dope. So if you have a nice grenade, you don't have to just keep buying new ones every time. That's pretty good.
Pretty nice.
Kind of turns those into spell slots almost, which is pretty neat. I like that. I picked up a couple of those. So
okay,
Patrick, do you think I can find some magic hand wraps?
Magical hand wraps? What are you talking about?
Magical hand wraps.
I'm talking are about they the... in the Starfinder book there?
No.
Oh, not something that's basically Pathfinder gear and the like will be considered rare. Not something you find in a standard marketplace.
Bummer.
Okay.
Does it exist in the universe? Yes, yes. Likely, yeah, yes. Somewhere.
I'm questing.
Now, there are other melee-esque weapons that you can pick up, right?
Hmm. Yeah, lethal ones. So the problem is with Starfinder is you can't... excuse me. The problem is with Starfinder is I couldn't find a hand wraps of Mighty Blows equivalent. There are fist weapons, but they don't have the non-lethal property. So but I couldn't find something that scales to give the bonuses or just even something that I could attach fusions to that was also non-lethal. That wasn't very expensive. Obviously I think there's some stuff out there, but there, you know, it's way beyond what I can afford at the moment. So I will keep questing for other things.
I think almost said Raimi. I think Hythion is going to buy some commercial thin plate armor for 275 because I still have 533 credits.
Not too bad.
We haven't sold any of our other stuff, right? That we were going to sell.
It's so funny that you bring that up because for some reason this campaign you've turned into the treasure meister. So all the loot that you guys have accumulated thus far, I think, what did I put here?
You put, we have to wait until we sell our stuff.
Well, if you want to sell everything that you didn't pick up and keep, it would be an additional 128 credits per person.
Okay.
Sorry, do we have a central sheet or something that we're keeping track of loot or no?
Yes, it is in the loot pile. Is it pinned? No. That'd be too easy for you guys.
I see. Okay.
Here we go.
And you said plus 133 each? 138?
No, 128. 128. And that's selling all the laser pistols and let's see. A lot of grenades. Some armor. It's like armored coats were what most of the pirates were wearing.
Okay. I'm still getting used to this 2E sheet.
So I'm going to spend a total of 7 credits buying a cable line and climbing kit.
I'm sorry. Do you say 7? As in
7.
Nothing in front of that or behind it? Right, 7 total? Oh, yeah. Boy, big spender. Make way, everyone. Clear way.
I'm really missing having a rope, though, so now I can climb. So, just in case. I'm also considering the radiation sweeper, but that's like 350. So.
Okay. Well, I don't know how much you have, so that's surely kind of a jerk thing of me to do. Oh, no, you have 500 from the Clan Ulrika job. So.
I know. I'm trying to decide whether I want to save it.
You have a minimum 628 credits. Drew, are you buying anything fun?
I'm gonna buy a maker's toolkit to go along with my new serum skill, but I'm not sure of anything else that I want right now because, you know, my weapons are my powers.
Armor name. How do I change my AC on this thing?
Tyler, if you
sorry, the sunshades description just says sunshades make everyone look cooler.
Accurate.
Yep. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to suggest Tyler use a baton if he wanted a non-lethal.
Yeah, but batons suck. Weapon. Nobody sees a baton and they're like, what a cool guy. Everyone sees someone with a baton and they're like, oh wow, what a loser. With a
stick. Here comes the marching band.
What about the dude in Mortal Kombat 3 that had a baton?
You don't even remember his name, so obviously he sucks.
Talking about Striker?
I am talking about Striker.
The cop?
He sucked.
Great suggestion, Drew.
Back to the drawing board, Drew.
Cool.
Trying to get Tyler to reveal his favorite Mortal Kombat character was Striker.
Any magical items you're picking up, Drew, or any you can just straight up buy
gems
if you want.
I may pick up some spell gems. They're pretty handy.
If memory serves, rank one spell gem is not that expensive.
That's like 40 credits, so it's a little bit, but it ain't too.
It's not that bad. I thought it was 50, but
I don't know where to put the AC for my armor. I think something's goofed up.
What? You mean where to put it in?
On my character sheet.
Yeah.
So I see under armor class, and I got that thing open, but I don't see where I put the AC bonus.
I think right here under item, like the item is your armor.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I've been doing that wrong the entire campaign. Cool. Well, didn't you? Yeah, there it goes. Okay.
Now, I'm sorry, what kind of armor are you getting again?
I am getting thin plate, commercial thin plate armor. This sleek but rigid plate armor is often constructed from translucent materials to show off the wearer's dermal circuitry and worn under baggy clothing.
Mm.
Let's see, yeah.
Why is it going to look like Jan person?
Because there's some other things you'll need to put it. Oh, it's all one word.
Yeah.
So that has a dex cap of one.
One, yeah.
So you have to make sure to put that in there.
Okay.
So where it says two, you have to type in one instead. Okay.
All right.
And it gives you a speed penalty of 10 feet. So that goes under speed. That cuts you down a good deal, but if you're charging, it kind of offsets it.
Yeah, is that part of the armor itself or?
Yeah.
Oh, I see speed penalty. I might rethink.
I think they're eventually, at least in old Starfinder, there were things you could install into the armor to sort of
offset,
help mitigate some of that down the line. Don't know if that's still.
Oh yeah, because it looks like almost all the heavy armor is gas speed penalty.
Yeah. Mobility for 1,000 credits, you can install a mobility enhancer, which reduces your armor's penalty to speed by 5 feet. So it would cut yours in half.
Cool. Patrick, give me 1,000 credits.
Load this man up.
Rebecca hasn't used all hers. Steal them. they're right around you. Okay. Well, it sounds like you guys got some good gear, some stuff to take with you. You're free to sell your own personal gear as well. I would just say put it in this little loot tracker sheet.
How much can we get for Jasmine McClintock?
How much can you get? Like,
yeah,
in selling a dwarven man?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, not that much. He's a common Pokemon in the Star Citadel Theodrae.
He's a first stage evolution on one of the, like, Route 2. That's brutal.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he's a spry young whippersnapper of 41 years old.
I had to ask, you know.
Jasm.
Name that Dwarfimon.
Basically a teenager in dwarven years.
It's Jasm.
So if I sell my armor code,
give me your wallet. No, that's what he says.
20 credits, so doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
you know what? Actually, I changed my mind. I think I am going to pick something up. I am going to get dermal plating, which is an augmentation and gives my scales hardness. So I can
use my
arm like a shield, and it does not require a hand to use. So that means that I can hold my Doshko in both my hands and raise a shield with my arm. Right?
What the heck? Yes, you can raise a shield with your limb and give you a... Wait, what was your question about the... Raising a hand?
Like, it doesn't take a hand to use.
It says it doesn't require a hand, but it does require that you use a limb, and it that is an action that raises a shield, but you don't have to hold
it. Right, but like, it could be my elbow, right? Like, I can hold my Doshko and elbow up my shield.
I believe so.
Cool. So she can turn her arm into a shield, but I can't have a hand wrap? That makes sense. That's cool.
you should have put some dermal plating on that hand.
Yeah. Plate up. Dang it, that makes way more sense.
I mean, I keep looking up hand wrap in the Starfinder Archive of Nethys, but the hand wrap, does it do anything if it's not... enchanted?
Yeah, the hand wraps of Mighty Blows, they are enchanted.
Oh, yes, no. You would not be able to find magical enchantment. I was about to say, you could find hand wraps, like, for a boxer. Those are quite easy, but magical ones, no. No.
Yeah. No, just...
I mean, don't know. Technically, you could find some in maybe like a museum or something, but they're priceless artifacts that, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Cost... Well, how much does it cost in gold, Tyler?
30, I think.
Just 30 gold. That's... 3 million credits. In
you little head math monkey. I can't believe you.
Did you say head math monkey?
Yeah.
Tyler, take it back. I've never asked you to do this before, but take it back.
All right. Fair enough.
I don't agree to that.
Take it back.
Nickname.
Tyler, can I suggest that you use a frying pan? That's another very good.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know. Patrick, is there a cast iron frying pan available to us? Or does that fall under magical...
Oh, hang on. That one's specifically fatal.
It's a baton. It's a baton, technically, but yes.
But does it look like a frying pan?
No, it looks like a baton.
Okay, then no. You're giving me nothing.
No, you can have another object and just use the stats for a baton. If you don't want to hold a baton, I'm gonna call it a baton.
Yeah, batons are lame, but I'll absolutely use a cast iron frying pan.
All right, I'm gonna buy a tuba and then follow him around.
Are you gonna be the chef on the Nova Rush?
Oh, let's see.
No, that's Jasm.
Oh, you trust him to cook your food?
I told him he was gonna go through a rigorous program to make sure he can cook.
Well, is cooking crafting or survival, or is it like lore cooking?
I would say any of those could be used. I think even if you have like a alchemy background, crafting alchemy, you could probably throw together some herbs and vegetables in a hot pan.
What about occultism? Can I make questionable arcane dishes?
Probably not with that skill. No.
Okay. Well, maybe it's something that, who am I playing? Lacardus wants to learn. You know, so he picks up a frying pan.
We'll see.
A non-lethal frying pan. His dream.
It sounds like you guys have a lot to do over the next few days here, from getting augmentation surgery on your scales to shopping around for cooking implements. And after a day, Jasm will come back to your group and, you know, again, apologize for the robbery and then follow you around, you know, help you bring back stuff to the ship that you buy.
Tyler, are you aware that there is a weapon in here called Ivory Chompers, which is exactly what it sounds like?
Yes, I also refuse to use that weapon.
They're chompers. Why don't you wear the chompers?
You're just a biter. You're just a biting toddler.
You bite things.
Those are from this AP.
Yeah.
Can you like kind of create a weaponized set of chattering teeth with it?
Oh man. Yeah,
Joker.
We get one of those spells that like animates a weapon and just the chompers loose.
That would be great.
Oh yeah, man. Oh boy.
Sorry, I'm just finding you guys some Jasm McClintock art, so you don't have to keep imagining it. What he looks like.
Oh, I just.
Yeah, careful with that Google search.
I assume that he looks like Breckenmeyer and Clueless.
Yeah, there's not a Jabert. You understand? There's not a real Jasm McClintock, right? I made that up, literally on the spot.
I'm just saying.
Doesn't sound like it at all. It sounds like you put a lot of thought in this character.
I haven't. I thought you guys were gonna kill him. So.
Look at that. Look at that guy.
Zero thought into him. But now he's your favorite. He's like, hey, let me help you do your shopping. We'll get you back to the Nova Rush in time. Oh, and you got this message from Clan Ulrika. They asked me to pass it along to you. They want to have you back over at the HQ for a meetup. I told them we'd get there when we get there.
Oh, Jasm.
Oh, Jasm.
Jasm!
Hey, that's what you're paying me for.
Oh, man. All right, so I guess we'll head over to this old hootenanny.
Yeah, they said that they were going to do some research for a few days. And in the meantime, you guys have been put up at pretty much the nicest hotel in Star Citadel, Theodrain, in similar kind of crew quarters, what you have on the ship. So, but, you know, nice hot showers and what have you. big bathtub if you want to sleep in there, Drew. But yeah, after the better part of a week, you get that back.
I forgot Drew was playing an aquatic type character, and I was like, that's mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drew, you sleep in the sleep in there. Sleep in that bathtub, Drew.
As long as I wake up with all my organs, I'll be fine.
Well, there's no guarantee about that. Never has been, never will be. Especially, who's your roommate? Who did you pick for your adjoining room, Drew?
I have to have a roommate?
You have to have an adjoining room with one of these four people.
Oh, gosh.
I guess five with Jasmine.
I mean, Jasmine's a cool guy.
I promise I won't take your... You got kidneys up in that fish body.
Jasmine doesn't survive the night.
Right, so... Jeez. We will fast forward back to you going back up to the corporate offices at Clan Ulrika, back to that main conference room. When you get up there, it is just Watson, Watsgers, and also Helmet, Navdeep, who are waiting for you. The lawyer for the clan, as well as the kind of chief science officer. Helmet is looking over some holographic scientific data. And when you guys come in, he's like, oh, there you are. The group of rock crawlers have made the discovery of our lifetimes. Welcome.
Do I smell the octronite in the room with us?
Make a perception check.
It's been so long. How do I do?
How do I do a simple skill check?
I'm really just trying to like open everything up. Okay. 17.
Yes, you get a whiff that is indeed a small amount that's held on his person. You can tell that it's kind of covered up right now, but it's probably, if it was indeed that dagger, it's probably been unsheathed, you know, once or twice in the last day or so.
Oh my goodness.
You guys, welcome back. Welcome back. It's great to see you. I've been studying a lot of the mineral composites of this stone sample that you brought back with your ship. Some of the data that you brought back. It's some wild stuff. Watson Watskers will interrupt him and says, yes, yes, yes. We have some more contracts here for you. Some more things for you to sign. Begins lying out big scrolls of paper. You've seen legal size paper. This is like orc legal size paper. So it's like twice as big. It's like poster board. He pulls out for you.
It's hilarious.
To start citing your names.
I'm going to ask him about the knife that he carries at his side, on his hip, around his neck. Where is it?
Yeah, I think he's just got it right there on his tool belt.
Okay. I'm going to ask him about that knife. I'm going to comment on it and say, that is a unique... Oh, wait. Oh, this guy. Oh, I thought you were saying Watsberger.
No.
Oh, it's
Helmut Navdeep, indeed.
Helmut Navdeep. Oh, my gosh. Helmut, tell me more about this incredible knife you've got here. This is truly a unique material that it's made of. It smells almost spicy.
Oh, yes. It's fine. You didn't find any of the Octonite out on your voyage. It's very randomly seeded across our packed worlds after the destruction of the newborn. But this was brought back by one of our mining crews just a few months ago, and I took my time to purchase it from them and turn it into a clan dagger I had when I was young. Stone clan dagger, ornamental, but this stuff is very tough. He'll draw it out for you, and indeed it's like there's not really like a light shining on it, but it does seem to be glinting and glowing somewhat. He's like, this is amazing. We don't quite understand all of its properties yet, but look, it's pretty much the coolest thing I've ever made before with me bare hands.
I look in a direction, and I pretend like it's like, yeah, wow, look, it's probably that's like green. That's green.
Would you like me to put it? It's blue. Would you like me to put it in your hands?
Yes, please. And I would love to inspect it with my fingers.
Yeah, as you feel over it, it definitely does feel magical in nature. It has a greasy magical aura about it. Similar, but also dissimilar enough to other magical space rocks that you've encountered before. Whose other names? Like Nockwool, another ones are escaping me, but
one of the sky metals, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, things like that. But this is something that is new, so there's definitely
I'm gonna return the knife to Helmut and I'm going to ask him, Helmut, tell me where were you? Was it yesterday? Was it like the day before or just like earlier today?
It was a few days ago at this point when you smelt.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask him where he was a few days ago when on the day when we were shopping in the mall and see what were you up to? We were down at the mall and we were accosted by Jasms and so forth.
Oh yeah, you'll get some dwarven punks, some real punk 40-year-olds there hanging out at the mall, wasting their youngsters. Youth away. Oh yes, but no. Ever since you brought back the samples. I've been hard at work down in the basement lab
Tell you then that there's somebody else out here on the station what's got themselves some tonight.
Oh, really? Oh, I'll have to put out a bulletin and I'm willing to buy more, but I think people are getting wise that it is very rare and it is worth a good amount. And well, there's no real upper limit. We've not discovered how much of the material exists in our universe, so it could be very rare. It could be we find a massive, you know, motherload of it. We find an asteroid 5 miles wide. We're not sure exactly. So right now it's kind of a free market. But I like I said, I recommend if you do find some yourself in your travels, you secure it.
Non-fungible octonite.
But yes, I was down in my lab, hard at work.
All right, okay. Then I'm done interrogating Helmut. I'm not going anywhere, but you don't have to talk to me anymore. Boop.
Okay. Yeah, if you guys don't have any more questions for these folks, after a short while, I think. Excuse me here. I think both Rebecca and her husband will rejoin you. Belinda and Rebecca will come back downstairs.
God, these two are just so hard to look at. They're just
awful. Awful what? Gremlins.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Look at they're them. Terrible. Patrick, they're just, every time you bring them up on the screen, I find a different tab that I can hang out at while.
Like, look at her eyes. Look at her. It's like, oh, man. Yeah, no,
look like right into dolls. Them.
Here's my impression.
Yeah, it's.
No, you need more of a little naughty. Ooh, did I poo poo in my pants? Face. You need. It's gotta be more God. Oh, they're just the worst.
Oh, I'm naughty. I own a space consortium.
Rebecca, the husband, will once again invite you all to sit down and be like, yes, you guys want some dwarven stouts, some hard liqueurs. I can get you some smokable rocks if you'd like. We have both crack and meth.
I'll just have some crystal light, thanks.
Get it. Belinda will.
It's crystal.
Admonish her life mate again and says, "Please, Rebecca, nobody wants your bathtub crystal meth. Please stop offering it to people. But yes, please have a drink. Have some." We can bring in some more food for you all. We have much to discuss, but first, Mr. Watzgers has something to say to you. The orc looks over at you all and says, "As a reminder to your signed NDAs, you are unable to speak to anyone about this matter, what we're going to discuss here. We would like you to sign once more to a greater contract until at least the time we're able to unlock the core of the Elebrian Station Alpha. We would like to keep you under Clan Ulrika's legal umbrella until that time."
Can we at least talk to about it? Jasm.
Jasm's right here, man. He's been in the room the whole time.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I'll sign.
Jasm, get it on this thing. Put your name on here first.
Does he have profession law?
Yeah, Jasm. Jasm, roll right. lore right now.
If Patrick rolls.
Roll a natural 20, Rebecca. And if you roll a 20, he's 20 years in law school. So he's got his full dwarven law degree.
Before
he only drops. If you roll a 20, Rebecca, right now.
Okay.
Oh, so close. It's like, I've watched a lot of Rock Law and Order, but I'll just sign what you guys want me to sign. I don't know much about that. I'll take some of that myth, though, if you're offering still. Dwarves have a much different tolerance to crack than other humans. They're actually 10 times more able to be under the influence. So it's like a very small amount of crack will get them high. See how I turned that on there.
Lucky them.
Can Tavra attempt to read the document and at least glean what it's about?
Yeah, it's
NDA or
it's both a contract extension to continue to keep you on payroll, and indeed a pretty ironclad NDA of not sharing details about what you found at Station Alpha with anyone until you've completed your contract.
I dig it. All right, I'll sign my name and I'll start writing my name on the table.
Helmet says, yes. Legally, all your bases will be covered, but you've already signed these. Let's talk plainly here about your discovery.
Put my paw print.
I just want to say, yes, go right ahead.
I put my paw print on the table.
Okay, well, we'll put the paper underneath them next time. get in there, Watson. You have one job. Yeah, well, let's talk about your discovery. I'll try to talk about as plainly as I can. We tested the rock that you brought back from Station Alpha, and we cross-referenced it to just about every stone, every mining operation that Ulrika has performed over the last 300 years or so of our records. And the chemical makeup is like nothing we've ever seen before in the diaspora. Do you have any idea what that means?
It's not from the diaspora?
No, actually. I could see how me leading... lead you on like that would... No, actually, it's quite the opposite. From time immemorial, it was believed the diaspora was made up from the destruction of the planets Iovo and Dimyar and Eoxyn, a magical superweapon of immense scale, was said to obliterate the two planets, as well as burn off Eox's atmosphere completely, turning the population into living dead, perhaps in the process. But Balinz will take over and says, with the data that you brought back to us from Station Alpha, it seems that, well, they had advance warning of the destruction. Iovo knew what was about to hit it, and we believe perhaps they had a way to magically shield themselves. What our records show is that not one stone in the entire diaspora is made up of parts of Iovan rock. If indeed this rock that you brought back is Iovan, they don't match up with the stone lodged into your ship at all. In fact, with that being said, we perhaps believe somehow, somewhere, the planet Iovo might have survived destruction entirely.
Oh, this is like Fantastic Four.
Helmet begins clapping. He's like, yeah, just like in Space Fantastic Four. As I said, discovery of the century here. I mean, heck, the last three centuries since the gap. I mean, if we can figure out Iovo, maybe folks will discover, maybe it's the same technology that got rid of old Galarion. And maybe if we bring back Galarion, we get back what was lost in the gap, you know, get back those memories. But I mean, this is the first credible piece of information of a lost planet in the packed worlds for over 300 years. I'm freaking out. I'm nerd freaking out.
Oh boy, where should we begin our investigation for this?
Balinz will say, you all found that the computer core matrix of Station Alpha was secured by genetic Elebrian locks. And we think that perhaps there are secrets left to be uncovered there, and we want to be on the forefront of this discovery. So we want to send you next to the planet Eox to find someone of the Lebrian species. perhaps convince them to join your cause, take them back to Station Alpha, and unravel this mystery.
Wait, aren't the Eoxians, like, after us?
Well, they're different from the Elebrians.
I mean, not really. Most all Elebrians live on Eox and are Eoxian, but they are still living creatures. It is a very small population. Little is known about them, save for the ones who are very, very popular on undead soap operas.
Oh, no. No, you're not suggesting what I think you're suggesting.
What do you think I'm suggesting? You watch some Eoxian soap operas to bone up?
Pun intended. I think he's suggesting that we infiltrate a soap opera.
I mean, probably a famous Elebrian wouldn't join your crew.
We're going to get the most station. Famous Elebrian.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with Zeldin.
I'm going to pitch this idea. We get Zoe for it. What do you think? What do you think?
Well, Zoe is very much undead, so would not work probably. But I believe that it is possible that Captain Hithayun, you can get to Eox and, you know, make your way planet side and find someone who is willing to help you out. We can send you along with contracts and NDAs if you'd like to sign them as well, or have them join your crew, but that is the next step of this mission. As we said since the beginning, Clan Ulrika will gain mining rights to the rock. But we would like to give you claim to the discovery. Absalom Station News and news broadcasts across the Pact love a good multi-background starship crew uncovering ancient mysteries, especially if those crews don't get blown up in the process. So, yes, you'll be the front-facing team in this operation. But yes, until your mission is over, it's very important you keep this job a secret. For your own safety, but also to not jeopardize the integrity of Station Alpha in any way. I hope you all can agree to that.
I think we agree that we're not telling anybody anything.
I mean, I imagine you'll have to tell some Elebrians something about it, but perhaps you can, you know, until they get under NDA, until they agree, just beat around the bush, I guess.
I mean, if we find an Elebrian who's like down on his luck enough, then like we don't have to tell him very much at all. So we just need to find the most desperate Elebrian that we can.
Just an even easier idea is find a normal Elebrian and then ruin their life to the point of destitution, and then we get them to do what we need.
Oh, like we did to Jasm just earlier today.
Right. Right. So we're gonna go find an Elebrian group of friends at, let's say, David.
Rebecca's like, you can get them addicted to crack.
We go to Dave and Ghostbusters and we beat up a bunch of friends. One of them we save and we tell him he could be roommates with our friend Jasm. And
I don't know who could possibly say no to this.
Yeah. We tell him he's fired first, and then we say, now that you got no prospects, you wanna go touch a box? On my spaceship.
Whoa, maybe not like that.
For a phrasing.
You go for a ride on my spaceship?
Well, I don't
get a child away from their parents, you see. He told me he got candy on her spaceship.
This is an episode, gang. This is one of those.
Patrick was like, we got a talkie tonight. And I was like, oh boy, I'm getting my I got the energy for talking.
Good. Watts Gers says, your legal representation, Mr. Emozy, has been informed of your extended contract with Ulrika Clan Holdings and has sent your ship directions to meet with a contact of his on Eox at Pact Port. The planet is currently under tightened travel protocols, so you'll already have been cleared to land there and leave the Nova Rush at that point.
Great.
They are celebrating some TV anniversary or something with the Mr. Zoe. I don't really watch Yoxian TV, so but they are getting a very large influx of visitors to the planet. They are growing.
It's the season finale of Desperate Illibrians, the TV show.
I mean, it seems like it is bigger than that, but it's the most tourism the planet Eox has ever experienced before in its history. But from what I've heard, the real reason for some of this Titan security is Corpse Fleet ships have been attacking vessels in orbit around the planet at random, it seems. So we do not plan to lose the Nova Rush to pirates or Corpse Fleet. We will send an Ulrika ship with you to Eox as an escort. My personal vessel, the Cinnabar Crusher, shall take you to the undead planet. Captain Rion Redblood will take very good care of you all, but they will leave they will leave you there to be a little more inconspicuous once you get into orbit.
But we might be able to find an Olibrian on a Corpse Fleet ship, right?
Probably not. They're pretty gung-ho about being undead.
The death thing.
Yeah.
They're literally called the Corpse Fleet, so yeah, I don't think they...
It's right there in their name. They're a fleet. We will happily profit share with you all whatever comes from this venture, but as an added bonus, we have been cleared to allow you to keep the Nova Rush if you complete this mission successfully. And we can make an announcement before next quarter's investors meeting. We'll consider this campaign a complete success. So you have a few months. How exciting!
If we get the ship, does that mean we like have all rights to sell it?
Yeah. Yes, you would be the owners of the vessel.
That's excellent news.
I'm sure Mr. MOZ can set you up as a for-profit business at that point in time. And anyway, yes, good luck to you all, Nova Rushers. We hope to see you back here, perhaps if you need to stop in with an Elebrian as soon as you can. But if you need support from us, please, please do call on Star Citadel Theodrin. Clan Ulrika will be there to help you if you need it.
You're sending an escort for us, but what about maybe beefing up our defenses in case that escort doesn't work out?
Well, we don't have much in the way of items that could fit aboard the Nova Rush, but we have already, over the last few days, made some upgrades and repairs from your voyage last week. But I'm sure we can try to have something set up for you in the very near future for that. Sound agreeable?
Agree.
Agree. Okay, great. Yeah, you guys are ready to hit the road now with a crew complement of six and 3/4.
Yep.
Captain Concierge counts as a half and Bruce is a quarter.
Okay. Good to know.
How much is Jasm?
Is one.
He's one. One.
He's whole. One bean.
I guess
that's,
so.
That's why it was six total. Yeah, so yeah, look, we're back on the ship and Jasmine's a part of the crew now. Who had one of these double rooms to themselves? Because you got bunkmate now.
Oh no.
No. Is it you, Tyler?
Yeah.
Hey, Bunky, how's it going there? Lacardus.
Oh, I love this so much. This is great.
You lucked out. Do you like the smell of stogies?
Bruce and Jasm.
This is just my own personal podcast hell.
Look, Artis, I must warn you that affiliating with a gang member might break your parole.
Well, he's not a gang member anymore. He's like been exonerated, so it doesn't count.
You might get kicked out if you look at his butt when he gets out of the shower, so just be aware. Just don't look at his butt. Never see his butt.
Bam. Eyes on the ceiling. That's what I understand.
Can we work on getting Jasm his law degree?
Or some pants.
First one, then the other.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys can level him up.
Let's put him through law school.
Along with you guys.
Take all of our, take all of the loot that we get and sell it all to get credits to put them through law school. When he's done, he can read these. He can read these contracts that we've been signing and tell us how we've screwed we are.
Signed?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Left and right. It's a foolproof plan.
You've got you know, really screwed in the fine print here. Yeah.
Do you know if you had died during?
Sign happy.
Yeah.
Oh. This episode style is definitely all that jazz. I'm right. Something along those
lines. No. Oh, please.
I mean, anything but that. That's the worst.
I was hoping you were going to edit out all the mentions of him in the entire episode.
No.
We wouldn't have an episode.
You guys had the edit button, and it was the end of your trigger finger was the edit button. Now he's a fan favorite, fortunately. Yeah. When you get back here to the Nova Rush, indeed, you have a message from MOZ who says, great works on securing another contract. I would love you all to continue to work together to track down this mystery of whatever you found out there at Station Alpha. This kind of PR work. It's how space crews get their names on plaques and statues and stuff. So I gotta imagine it pays pretty well too. Agree? I'm sending the details along to EOX, to my contact there named Sadrat Fane. He'll prepare for your arrival. It's really busy on EOX at the moment, but I think he can point you in the right direction on this mission of yours you got. So good luck, Nova Rushers. We'll try again soon. And listen, mister, I said I wanted a full standing hair that it is three colors down the middle here. And you've made me look like Stripe from the movie Space Gremlins. So
I'm going to need the jazz.
I need to in transmission.
All right. Good deal. So we got a contact can talk to. You can point us to a house of desperate Alibrians. All we gotta do is survive the trip.
It's a pretty standard spaceship travel, as indeed you get met up with outside of Space Station Theodrain by the Cinnabar Crusher, a large dwarven mining ship. It's about five times the size of the Nova Rush.
That's what he's called being third grade.
They're pretty... Captain Redblood is a fairly... no nonsense dwarf who perhaps would rather be mining in the depths of space than doing an escort run. But there's some nice people on board. There's a mechanic who will send you board challenges for draughts and stones via the ship's computer. And you guys once more have some downtime to burn here aboard the ship with doing whatever you'd like.
I was hoping he's going to say, do you guys once again level up?
Once again, a week later. No, is there anything you guys want to do in the downtime here preparing for a Yoxian excursion? Say that five times fast.
I'm pretty hungry. I'm gonna crush some cinnabars while we're on our way.
A cinnabar's a type of stone, you silly goose.
A cinnabar crusher. yum.
I mean, it does sound like a delicious snack as well.
Right. It sounds like something they'd sell at the mall. Like, give me a Cinnabar.
Jasm sticks his head out of his room and says, someone's eating Cinnabars out here? Oh, they got Cinnabar on board the ship?
Crinkle.
What do you guys do for funs around here?
What do I do for fun? Isn't there a vid screen, something or other, in one of the downstairs, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could go do that.
I'll go take a look. Yeah.
Have fun. All right. We sit around like planning like which of his organs each of us gets.
Yeah. If there's not anything special you want to do on this round here of 4 days of travel, we can fast forward right to the planet Eox. It is a very uneventful trip indeed. But on the fourth day of your journey, you get a wake-up call from Captain Concierge, who says, morning, Nova Rushers. Well, it looks like we're close enough to connect to the Yoxian Infosphere. If you got any weird searches you want to do or send any messages, you'll get almost instantaneous connection to folks on the surface.
How much longer before we arrive?
Just about half a day.
Can we reach out to our contact and let them know that we're almost there?
I've already sent along a primer message with an ETA of our arrival. One step ahead of you. That's why they call me Captain Concierge.
Great.
All right, cool. All right. Ooh, boy, I guess. Is there anything we should know about this festival, the event that's going on here? If we're trying to fly under the radar, trying to keep a low profile, is there anything we should know? Are we going to get there and is everyone going to be dressed up like an animal, like an anthropomorphic animal?
Great question. I think if you do a quick space Bing search, you'll find the answer pretty quickly.
We call it a bing bong. Yes.
Just do a quick bing bong. Asm sticks his head up from the galley where he's watching watching TV and says, "You guys got bing bongs up here?"
I can totally crush 7 bing bongs.
He loves a good bing bong.
Who doesn't, though? Am I right?
No, as you attempt to connect to your devices to the Eoxian infosphere, you are blasted. First thing first, a unskippable cutscene. It turns the volume up on your devices all the way. Commercial for the tricentennial celebration that is currently happening on the planet. Welcome to the Eoxian celebration of Zoe Media Productions and the 300th anniversary of our first broadcast. If you're new to Eox, then welcome. And if you're here to celebrate with me, Zoe, welcome
to the world of tomorrow.
But welcome. But enjoy our media empire themed restaurants, amusement parks, haunted houses, and set visits. We're producing more live television content this year than the last 10 years combined. So tune in and turn off your brain, or better yet, remove it altogether.
Turn it in.
Animated, like zombie pulling his brain out. Indeed, you guys have come to Eox during a very large, this is almost as, I'm going to say it's 10,000 times more important than the United States of America's 250th anniversary. The 300th anniversary of Zoe Media Productions. It's massive. Yeah. Any searches you guys want to do now that you can connect to the infosphere? You can make Eoxian lore. You can do infosphere lore checks, society checks, if you want to have any questions.
Can we just do a society check to kind of figure out what I know they're celebrating this, but like what sort of events are there going to be and what sort of things do we need to check out or avoid?
Yeah. Make me a general society check if you got that, Drew.
So 23.
Yeah, oh boy. Natural 20, Tyler too. So yeah, as you guys are, you have to like keep clicking out of like ads and things that pop up. Showing this is a year-long celebration, so it's like,
oh wow,
it's been going on for quite a few months now, but the zenith of it is like kind of towards the middle, so you're still building up to that. But Eox is a pretty guarded place for the most part and doesn't get typically a lot of living tourists, but they've set up specific zones and kind of makeshift stations where living can stay and visit filming locations and be part of live audiences for, you know, what is kind of the equivalent of a Olympic style games, blood sport extreme and shows like that where people are like putting their lives on the line for crazy Hunger Games and or Running Man and or kind of games like that, you know?
Is it one of those things where they only cast living people in order to make fun of living people and that they're not expected to win or do anything other than look foolish?
There's definitely one game like that where it's like all things that undead people would find very easy. It's like, watch them try to survive with no atmosphere for 5 minutes. And they're just like whack, yakety sax music over the top of it. This guy's like,
see how long they can hold their breath underwater.
You'd have no problem with that, you fishy freak.
Well, I wouldn't, but.
But yeah, you guys, in just some general searches here, know that it is indeed a dead planet. There is not really an atmosphere. There's parts where there's like thin, hazy atmosphere.
Not much of a nightlife either.
Yeah, well, actually, no, you're very wrong there. It's got a pretty good nightlife. But
I'd say this planet's not dead, it's hopping.
There's a lot of creatures that don't come out in the scorching radioactive sunlight that peers through the misty clouds here. A year on Eox is 5 standard Absalom station years, and a day lasts 30 days. It is a fairly, like, very small living population, like sub a million people over the entire planet, but millions and millions of undead call Eox home, from simple kind of skeletal creatures to zombies to full ghouls, and of course the former Elebrians of the planet, folks like Zo, what are they called?
Undead Elebrians?
Yeah. But Zo is like something
specific. Unbelieve beings.
Necro priests. Necro something.
That I'm not 100% sure on.
Anyway, there's a whole manner of undead folk that make their lives here. It's been a while since you guys have been back to Eox in our adventures in Starfinder land. So what are you expecting?
I'm expecting another one of Miles's girlfriends in a coffin, I think, is what happened last time we were here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That just
was that on Eox?
Probabilistically, yeah. That is what I have come to expect from Eox. Is
yeah, we spent a lot of time on Eox.
I mean, Miles does have a type.
Yeah. What else?
Baycocks.
Oh, probably. God, Baycocks.
The guys who.
Oh, like, that was who, that. Like, that's also
slowest.
Where we established kitchen rope was a thing.
Necrovites are the name of the bone sages, or the transformed Elebrian necrovites. Cool. Well, I'm perfectly ready to stop here and pick up on Eox next week, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Early end for us here. Mostly Eox. Because I chose a gruff voice for Jasm.
And now you're hurt.
If I'd known that you guys would have kept them alive, I would have been like, hi, I'm Jasm. Like something really easy to do.
You would have used your
English. Let that be a lesson to you, buddy.
I'm Jasm.
Hi, my name's Jasm.
I'm
really easy on Patrick's throat.
Hi, welcome to Jasm.
Then we're going to have to clip that one out, Patrick.
Welcome to Jasm. The only channel on their waves. It's all jizz all the time.
All the time.
I'm your DJ.
I texted that too.
Here's my co-host, Huge Loads.
Co-horse?
Welcome to Huge Loads.
my co-horse.
He's a horse. That's right. He's a space horse.
You know, on Eox, Mr. Ed is still alive. Well, undead. He's
alive. Yeah.
Yeah.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. You've been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.